I'm Alan Brandt. Just recently, Jersey Boys stars came into the Classical 90.5 studios, and we talked about the production now showing at the Kentucky Center. Joining me here at the Classical 90.5 studios, we have the cast of the Jersey Boys showing it now through August 15th, and that's at the Kentucky Center. And you can find out more information by calling 584-7777. About the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Let me introduce to you the cast, Steve Govea, Ryan Jesse, John Michael Dias, and Nathan Sherrick. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And this was a 2006 Tony Award-winning, they called it a musical play, but it's a musical, right?
It's a musical,
yes. And tells the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, or I guess you could just say the Four Seasons, but that would be a hard thing to do. I was looking on online just to find out some background. Although I love the music, I didn't know much about him. But I see there's a lot of singer changes in and out through the history, but also producing the life story of a group, it can be very difficult. How does Jersey Boys approach telling the story?
I think one of the great parts about this particular story is that this music is so popular. Everyone has known it throughout the years, whether or not you knew it was a Frankie Valli song. When you hear it, you're like, wow, I knew that song. But what you didn't know was the story. Just like you said, you don't know the story of these guys. And so they've done a great job at giving you the backstory behind these guys who nobody knew the stories of. And so we follow these guys. The show basically starts in the mid to late 1950s, and tracks the progress of this group up till present day, and it shows the ups and downs, the thick and thin. These guys were not your good boys. They weren't the nice guys. These guys were in and out of prison, in and out of jail, in and out of trouble, and we get to watch these guys who come from the quote unquote wrong side of the tracks make it into one of the biggest pop successes in history, and how it all unfolds. And so it's really neat to see these songs that everybody knows, but the story that nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the dynamics going on with the characters and their relationships? Is there some friction shown in the production?
Absolutely, and they really play on that. I mean, there's interesting relationships between each of the guys. I play the role of Tommy DeVito, and he's the quote unquote bad guy, but he's also the leader of the group, and he's got kind of a fatherly older brother thing with Frankie, and he's also got this definitely like this brothers in crime kind of thing with Nick Massey, and then the fella comes in, Bob Gaudio, later on, and that changes the dynamic. And so there's all sorts of power struggles and character battles between each of the guys that really brings it's what brings the story home as the audience is watching all these characters come to life and their ins and outs, and people are following them and they're on their side. And so the relationships are an important piece of the puzzle.
And what's so fascinating about it is that it's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
85% to 90%, I believe, of everything you see on stage is true. You know, that 10% usually being, for example, we perform at the Ohio State Fair, which follows up with being put in jail. They didn't actually perform at the Ohio State Fair. You know, things like that are not accurate. But majority of what you see on stage,
all the stuff that
is
matters,
true.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so fascinating. You know.
Is the fourth wall of the stage broken? Do you talk
constantly,
directly?
Yeah, constantly. Each of the seasons takes a turn telling their vantage point of how the group took place, you know, essentially over the years. And every season takes their turn talking with the audience, you know, building up this relationship with the audience. And
has their season.
Yeah.
The audience really is the fifth season. I mean, it is a conversation between what's going on stage and the audience reaction. And the way that this show is staged, such that a lot of the songs are done kind of in a concert setting. It's like the actual, they're sort of recreating the guys singing these big hits, Sherry, Walk Like a Man, Big Girls Don't Cry, as though it were a real concert. So the audience members become the actual concert goers. And so there's that whole dynamic between what's happening on stage and the audience participation.
That was one of my favorite things when I first saw the show, was the fact that the audience changes their perspective. You're backstage. The audience is backstage watching. They're watching from offstage. They're watching from a concert. They're watching an intimate moment. They're, you know, they feel like they're intruding on a moment. Mm-hmm. And they don't even move. You know, we do all the work for them, but it's a interesting story.
If you've just joined us, we're talking to the cast of Jersey Boys, now in town at the Kentucky Center through August 15th. Is there much of a stage set?
It's more prop heavy than anything.
Yeah, it's actually kind of simplified because they knew they had a really big story to tell, and you can't bring in a new set for all these scenes because
right.
It's everybody's life over, you know, 30, 40 years, something like that. So it's, I think that decision was made early that we're all going to move our own furniture. The show's just going to be really flat, you know, fast and flashy. And the audience kind of, you supply the rest of it with your imagination.
I was going to say, the actors must, you must have to work really hard to get the ambiance of a certain scene across. I mean, if you don't have a street in back of you to convey a street, you've got to do that through your acting.
But I think that's part of the reasons it's a theatrical piece, is that you can get away with stuff like that. There's certain things that we do with just lights that are a really simple effect, but everybody talks about how amazing that one light effect was. You know, we're just putting the light in your face or something like that. It's just, it's very cleverly directed and designed.
It's quite simple, yeah.
It's simple, but it's large. I mean, the set is a huge piece of scenery, but it's there through the whole thing. So it's a big unit set, so there's not different buildings moving on and off stage like in other shows, but it is not a simple piece of scenery, but it's a very, very functional and very impressive.
How much freedom do you as actors have in your nonverbal cues, your movement? Frankie Valli is the best known of the four, John. But said you can't do a certain movement or something like that?
You know, before joining the show, I did a lot of research on my own, just watching videos and stuff about, you know, what Frankie would do with his hands when he sang. And, you know, sometimes, like, you know, if you watch the man himself do it, he only holds the microphone in his right hand. And his left hand is, like, by his side, and, like, he's always used to holding a chord. And it's funny that the choreography sometimes doesn't allow you to do that, you know, so you have to do what you have to do to match the choreography. So it's sort of melding the two worlds and trying to bring everything that you can, that you know, of the person and their physicality to something that already exists that, you know.
Well, the songs are so famous. Just looking at the list myself, I was reminded, oh, they did that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of songs, working my way back to you, I think I know better as someone did a remake.
Yeah.
To be reminded that it comes from the Four Seasons, just it blows my mind to know how many hits they have.
Yeah, one thing we hear a lot is, as people leave the show, is, you know, I didn't know the Seasons wrote that song. I didn't know. Because we'll have, depending on the generation that comes to see the show, this show applies to all generations. You know, from, you know, great grandparents, grandparents, to parents, you know, who were kids during that era, to their kids, the young children of today, who know these songs in, as you said, all the remakes that are out and about,
right,
of all these different songs.
I grew up
a couple weeks ago. I heard "Beggin" being redone as this hip hop, rapish number.
And, it's on a Nike commercial.
Yeah,
I think.
You know, something like that.
I grew up with Lauryn Hill in the Fugees version of "Can't Take My Eyes Off You." That's what I knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's clearly not the original.
Right. Well, you've been in, I've been in the production for a considerable time now. Have you seen your performances of your characters develop or evolve, maybe even the way you sing?
I can easily say yes. I'm one of the newer members of the company. I'm about 7 months in, and my performance is night and day different from when I've, you know, first joined the cast. We just, you know, when you have this much time to experience and live and listen, you notice new things, and that's what makes the job of acting fun, is noticing these different things as you do it night after night.
Yeah,
and I used to be in the Chicago company originally, and I was with them for the whole time they were in Chicago, and, you know, coming into a whole new company was awesome for me, because I, you know, get to play with a whole different group of people and soak off of them of what they, you know, what they do, and we get to play. It's fun.
Yeah, they kind of keep us reined into a point, but I think if you saw different productions of Jersey Boys, you'd have everybody doing pretty unique interpretations to a point.
But you'd see very similar shows?
Yeah, we're all different people, and you're not going to make us a cookie cutter sort of thing. So, you know, and they've hired us to bring our own personalities to the role, and they kind of let us go with that.
It's the beauty of the script, too, I think.
Well, Jersey Boys, the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, continues at the Kentucky Center now through August 15th. And when you go, you'll be watching and listening to Steve Govea, Ryan Jesse, John Michael Dias, and Nathan Sherrick in the roles. When you want to find out more information, go to KentuckyCenter.org, or you can call 584-7777. Thanks for coming in, everybody, and
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy your stay here in Louisville.
Thank you.